USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many Democrats are saying that President Trump's recent call to limit birthright citizenship is fear-mongering ahead of the midterm elections. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi saying last night it's a gimmick.
Well, this is just more of the same of what he has been saying, taking babies out of the arms of their moms, putting them in cages, warning about a caravan that's over 1,000 miles away.
She was speaking on CBS's Late Show with Stephen Colbert. President Trump paid his respects to the 11 victims of Saturday's shootings at a Pittsburgh synagogue yesterday. He and the First Lady visiting the Tree of Life Synagogue. They were joined by his daughter Ivanka and her husband Jared Kushner, who are both Orthodox Jews. Boston's victory parade for the world champion Red Sox will step off at 11 o'clock Eastern Time this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, a laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
From Graceworks Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife, Heather.
It is with great honor that I have served my country. But I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock. And because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God, indivisible. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at indivisiblemovie.com.
An infamous Boston mobster found dead in his prison cell. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Notorious Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger has died in federal custody nearly 5 years after being sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Bulger was found unresponsive at a U.S. penitentiary in West Virginia, where he had just been transferred, and a medical examiner declared him dead shortly afterwards. Authorities didn't immediately release a cause of death, but a union prison official tells the AP it is being investigated as a homicide.
The acting inspector general for the Interior Department is referring an investigation into Secretary Ryan Zinke to the Justice Department. It could be a sign the federal government's considering criminal charges, as Zinke is the subject of at least 18 known federal investigations into allegations of ethical misconduct violations. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Human consumption is having a major negative impact on wildlife across the world, and USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
According to a new report from the World Wildlife Federation, vertebrate species, which include reptiles, birds, mammals, fish, and amphibians, declined by 60% on the globe between 1970 and 2014. Increased food production for humans and demand for energy and land and water are driving the changes. South and Central America saw the biggest declines, an 89% loss of vertebrate species between 70 and 2014. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
China is reversing a 25-year ban on the trade and use of rhino horns and tiger bones, a move that is delivering a blow to international conservation efforts. The decision would permit the use of endangered species parts for medical and scientific use. The conservation group World Wildlife Fund said the policy would have adverse effects in protecting the animals, which was approved in 1993 amid an international drive to protect threatened wildlife. The decision comes at a time when wildlife parts continue to be trafficked in Chinese territory. The Hong Kong Standard reported last week that a rhino horn smuggler was sentenced to 8 months in prison for bringing nearly 7 pounds of rhino horns into Hong Kong from Mozambique. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.